107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They avoid execution but will spend the rest of their lives at Guantanamo for the September 11th attacks.
Three of the five 9/11 defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including the alleged mastermind of the attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors, the Pentagon has announced. The Pentagon did not release details about the specific terms of this agreement, but it comes as the two other of the five 9/11 conspirators at Gitmo have reached a separate agreement aside from this one.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The One Blood nonprofit blood center that serves much of the southeast U.S. says it's been hit by a ransomware attack and is asking more than 250 hospitals in the region to activate critical blood shortage protocols. Records released Wednesday indicate Sonia Massey's mother told authorities Massey was having a mental breakdown and didn't want police to hurt her. A Sangamon County, Illinois deputy shot and killed Massey the next day. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and four counts of recklessly endangering safety following an eight-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed five people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, civic media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is what the kids from Wisconsin say. It's a great way to start your day.
I love that jingle, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. First, good morning and welcome to the Midwest Farm Report on a Thursday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you, filling in for the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. So the song that you just heard, we actually won that jingle at the Wisconsin State Fair a few years back from the kids from Wisconsin. Today is the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair, so the perfect day to bring that back into the show. If you're not familiar with the kids from Wisconsin, they are a troupe of about 22 singers and dancers and a 14-piece band, and they'll be performing daily at the Wisconsin State Fair at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, going on now through August 11th. It wouldn't be the State Fair if it wasn't hot and sticky. It certainly felt that way this morning, and today we can expect some scattered thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s, and humidity. We'll hear more about it in about 15 minutes from our ag meteorologist, Stu Mock. Also this morning, a new guest from EverAg joins us with some of the market trends that dairy farmers should be paying attention to. It's all right here.
Joining me now, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist in Wisconsin, to share research by Bayer Crop Science to combat top plant diseases, including tar spot.
Yeah, our Bayer research teams are working, you know, really to better meet the agronomic needs that our customers, you know, are needing and are facing here today. Our product pipeline investment leads the seed and crop protection industry by a 2-to-1 margin.
What progress are you seeing?
So our breeders are really working on identifying new genetic combinations with tolerance to, you know, specifically tar spot, but also other diseases by using our precision breeding strategy. And we expect that this capability is really going to be able to reduce our one breeding cycle from 6 years to just 4 months.
Thanks, Samantha. To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Food, concerts, entertainment, and of course, cream puffs. It all gets started today at State Fair Park in West Allis. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke, and we're gearing up for the Wisconsin State Fair. That event dates back to 1851. It seems to get better with age. I had a chance to visit with some of the folks that will be in the agriculture barns during the course of Wisconsin State Fair. One of the big events that catches a lot of media attention, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. That's going to be happening next Wednesday in the center ring of the Coliseum. Bob Johnson from Milton is the auctioneer that helps to make the magic happen. And he reminds people that Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction has some history of its own.
Right. It's got a lot of history behind it. And actually, the sale has been on for over 50 years. And we each and every year sell approximately 30 to 33 animals at the Wisconsin State Fair. And the proceeds from those animals, basically a portion goes to the exhibitor, but also a large portion of that money goes to for scholarships. We give out over $40,000 in scholarships each and every year to young people pursuing a degree, not only perhaps in a 2 or 4 year school, but a technical school as well. And a lot of the money also raised goes for educational purposes. Educational purposes at programs that are held at the Wisconsin State Fair as well as outside the fair that help educate our young people, and also promote the field of agriculture.
If it's something you've never taken in yourself, one thing you will notice if you duck in this year, the generational aspect. We're all about generational things in agriculture, but boy, if somebody finds out that their young person's going to be exhibiting in the Governor's Blue Ribbon Sale, Grammys, grandpas, aunties, uncles, half the neighborhood shows up. It is a real feather in their cap.
Right. It's a real feather in their cap. And again, there's about, like I say, about 30 exhibitors that have that opportunity to participate. And it's something that basically takes place that young people never forget. It's a great thing, great opportunity again. And each and every day, I encourage young people to get involved and perhaps participate at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. Stay engaged. And this year at the Wisconsin State Fair, you were telling me, Bob, we've got some, just don't think that they're a one-trick pony. You got some other new things coming.
Right. We've got a new thing coming this year. For the first time ever, we will be selling the Grand Champion and Reserve Champion meat goat. We've added it to the plate of not only the beef, the swine, and the sheep. So those of you that have an interest not only in supporting, again, the young people, but might have an interest in the Champion meat goat, come to the sale, come to buy the Champion meat goat. You'll be the first person ever to buy the first meat goat sold at this year's sale.
There you go. Bragging rights. That's Bob Johnson. He's from Milton. He is also the auctioneer that makes the magic happen during the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. That'll be happening next Wednesday, State Fair Park in West Allis in the Coliseum. One smiling face that you're likely to see whenever you go to the Wisconsin State Fair. That is our fairest of the fairs. Her name, Kelsey Henderson. She grew up in Union Grove, Wisconsin, so not real far from State Fair Park, and she says that's really why she's so proud to be Fairest of the Fairs, her connection with fairs in general.
Thanks for having me. I grew up in Racine County on my family's farm and as a fourth-generation livestock showman. So as you mentioned, the fair just runs in our blood and our family. So I'm thankful to be a past fair goer, exhibitor, volunteer, youth member, and all the things, and now serving in this wonderful role as the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs.
How did you get selected as Fairest of the Fairs? What was that process all about?
Yeah, so it was a great opportunity to serve as my Racine County Fairest of the Fair last year. So I served in that capacity. And then part of that is serving and competing up at the Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention, where I competed against so many wonderful contestants from across the state of Wisconsin. So I was named in this past January and will serve through January 2025 as an ambassador and advocate for the Wisconsin fair industry.
Although people will definitely see you here at the Wisconsin State Fair, you have been a busy gal already.
Yes, it has been such a fun summer exploring all of Wisconsin's fairs. Wisconsin's home to 75 county, district, and state fairs. I'm just about halfway through and now ready to kick off the best 11 days of summer at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now, give us a little sense. We were talking, Kelsey and I, about if you've been involved in fairs, maybe county fairs, district fairs, or the state fair, you have kind of a sweet spot. Even as Fairest of the Fairs, Kelsey must have a sweet spot. If we don't find you on stage entertaining and educating people, Kelsey, where would we find you?
The sweet spot for me is definitely the exhibitors and back in the barns. As a past Wisconsin State Fair Market junior exhibitor myself, that's definitely my happy place and where I continue to grow my passion for the fair. So you can find me probably talking to other exhibitors from across the state of Wisconsin and rekindling those conversations and connections that we do every year at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now, we obviously, the two of us, pretty familiar with the agriculture side of the state fair. But you know, Kelsey, there's a lot of people that only know the state fair through rides, through food, through concerts. How do you encourage them to broaden what they experience at the Wisconsin State Fair?
There's truly something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, whether it's those live music and entertainment stages or the daily shows. But I encourage you to really get that hands-on experience while you're at the Wisconsin State Fair, whether it's walking through the barns and talking to exhibitors or visiting one of our hands-on agricultural experiences like the Discovery Barn, talking to vendors, maybe do a little shopping as well, eating some good fair food, or enjoying the rides. There's truly something for everyone. So immerse yourself in it. Maybe come back for another day or two if you don't make it all, because it's such a fun couple weeks here in West Allis at the Wisconsin State Fair.
She wears that smile so well. Kelsey Henderson from Union Grove, our current Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair, the ambassador that you will see crisscrossing State Fair Park in West Allis starting today. Now listen, there's an educational element I don't want you to overlook at State Fair Park. Dairy Lane, brought to you courtesy of the State Fair Dairy Promotion Board. It's in the lower level of the dairy cattle barn. Ann Schultz says another educational option for you, enjoying grilled cheese sandwiches in the Ag Products Pavilion. This year, they've selected three Blue Ribbon cheeses that will be featured flavors.
One of our big fundraisers is grilled cheese. Who doesn't love a hot, fresh grilled cheese at the Wisconsin State Fair? So in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, you'll find the Real Wisconsin Cheese Grill. We are open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. We are serving up hot, fresh grilled cheese sandwiches. And we just announced, it's super excited to have some Blue Ribbon cheeses this year. So we're going to have our cheddar and Swiss every day. Then on select days, we have specialty varieties. So we have three Blue Ribbon cheeses this year. We have our Buchholzer Brothers Brick. They're out of Monroe, Wisconsin. We also have our Decatur Dairy Dill Havarti, a delicious treat for fairgoers. And then we finally have our artisan smoky pepper fontal cheese, and that's made by Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that one is an interesting one. It's a semi-soft. It's going to create a really cool flavor.
Oh, my goodness. It's so delicious if you've ever tried it, and the wheels of cheese are just beautiful. Cheese making really is an art and a science, and these pieces of cheese are just beautiful and tasty as well. So a fontal cheese is a great melting cheese because, like you said, it's a softer cheese. So really looking forward to experiencing that one in our Real Wisconsin Cheese Grill.
Check the agenda every day to see which one's being featured, but no matter what, you are going to win with the Wisconsin State Fair grilled cheese location. Again, as she said, in the Agriculture Products Pavilion. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the elements that the State Fair Dairy Promotion Board's involved with. Although we're highlighting three of the Blue Ribbon cheeses, there's big competition. There's titles to be sought after at the Wisconsin State Fair that you guys are connected with.
That's right. Every year, the Wisconsin State Fair hosts a dairy products contest, and our organization is a big part of that contest. We help promote and run the contest along with State Fair staff. So every year, there's, I think, 32 classes for cheese, and then we also have about 15 classes for dairy products. So yogurt, sour cream, frozen custard, milk, butter, also compete, and there's big titles to be had in this contest. So it's bragging rights. If you're the best in the state of Wisconsin, you really truly are some of the best in the nation.
Yeah.
Wisconsin cheese wins more awards than any other state or country. So we have those products on display in the Dairy Products Pavilion, the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. Every day of the fair, you can go and see the winning cheese and dairy products. We also sell all of the winning cheese and dairy products at an auction, and this is another big fundraiser for us. So it's the Blue Ribbon Dairy Products Auction. It's held at the State Fair on Thursday, August 8th. It is a ticketed event, so if you're interested in attending, just get in touch with us through our website, wsfdairypromo.org, or you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yum, that's Ann Schultz. She is the chair of the State Fair Dairy Promotion Committee. So a couple different ways to interact with them. As she said, enjoy those grilled cheese sandwiches in the Ag Products Pavilion. Make sure that you take a look at some of the award-winning entries they've got on display and the educational elements of Dairy Lane, the lower level of the Dairy Cattle Barn at State Fair Park. There you go. Ready to begin today, and now you've got a little bit of an itinerary. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall Cunnamawag.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
On the next show, Luke Mathers. Hey, wait, that's me. I'll be filling in for Todd. Joining me will be Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to talk good government, and we'll preview some of the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Way out of left field, but this year's winner is palatable deep fried lemonade bites from Saz's Barbecue. These are made with Hawaiian sweet rolls filled with a homemade lemonade curd filling, rolled in French toast batter, deep fried to golden perfection, tossed with lemon sugar and a drizzle of icing. Stu Muck is our ag meteorologist along with us on a Thursday morning. Stu, that sounds hot and sticky, not unlike the forecast for today.
Yeah, you get some of that stuck around your face on an 85, 88 degree day. It doesn't go away. It's just very, very warm and sticky, as you've said. That's what we're faced with this morning. Warm, sticky conditions. Temperatures this morning for most of us in the low 70s. A little cooler up north where there is some rain. Low pressure trying to build in from the west. A cool front in western Minnesota. I expect the center of the low may pass from southeast Minnesota late today down through southeast Wisconsin into the day tomorrow. The rain I'm talking about out of central parts of Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. Rice Lake, still a bit north of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, but starting to push into the central part of the state as well. Still just west of Wausau and trying to march east right along Highway 29. Some scattered showers out along 94 as well, just west of 94. Spartatoma Most and some of that activity falling as well. So don't be surprised if we get a little shower to get things underway this morning, but that's not the end of it. I expect with that low building in, more likelihood of rain for this afternoon and on into the nighttime, when total rainfall amounts could very well add up into that half or even near 1-inch range. I did see Eau Claire already this morning, picked up a quarter of an inch, 18 hundredths of an inch at La Crosse. So things are getting underway. Rain a part of the day here later on and into the nighttime. We dry it out for Friday and Saturday, but those temps stay warm into the upper 80s, even low 90s, and maybe a little cooler by Sunday. But a Sunday afternoon shower, the next thing to be a possibility here, late Sunday or on towards Sunday night. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Hey, Wisconsin, this year's statewide science festival is featuring agriculture, and we need your help. The Science Festival is a free event that reaches all corners of the state and showcases technology, engineering, and more to 40,000 people of all ages. The festival is looking for individuals and organizations to host or volunteer at these events. This year's festival will be held in more than 50 counties from October 14th through the 20th. Visit WisconsinScienceFest.org to sign up to help today.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And if you're at the Wisconsin State Fair or one of the many other county fairs happening this week, we'd love to know about it. You can send pictures of your animals. Send us the weather report from the fairgrounds. We want to hear it through our talk text line at 877-301-3276. Stu, what do the forecast details look like as we kick off the Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, we have a mostly cloudy day, and there could be a shower or storm here late in the day at the state fairgrounds in West Allis. Showers this morning in central Wisconsin. They'll redevelop later in the day as well. Mid and upper 80s today. A little cooler in the west where that rain has fallen already this morning. And winds are from the south. They become more west and north in western Wisconsin later today. Cloudy skies with showers and a few storms yet in the nighttime. Upper 60s for lows. Maybe a shower early in the south tomorrow morning and clouds, but sunshine breaks through over the day. Mid to upper 80s, could be close to 90 in the west already. And Saturday the same. Sunny skies, upper 80s, close to 90 in the west, Stephanie. Warm weather indeed. Late Sunday, the next little chance of rain.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, joining us on a Thursday morning. Hey, stick around. We've got more farm news coming up.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They avoid execution but will spend the rest of their lives at Guantanamo for the September 11th attacks.
Three of the five 9/11 defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including the alleged mastermind of the attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors, the Pentagon has announced. The Pentagon did not release details about the specific terms of this agreement, but it comes as the two other of the five 9/11 conspirators at Gitmo have reached a separate agreement aside from this one.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The One Blood nonprofit blood center that serves much of the southeast U.S. says it's been hit by a ransomware attack and is asking more than 250 hospitals in the region to activate critical blood shortage protocols. Records released Wednesday indicate Sonia Massey's mother told authorities Massey was having a mental breakdown and didn't want police to hurt her. A Sangamon County, Illinois deputy shot and killed Massey the next day. You're listening to ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and 4 counts of recklessly endangering safety following an 8-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed 5 people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in 7 swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just 3 hits, but 2 of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, 6 innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin visit with a Waukesha area assembly candidate standing up to the right-wing assault on education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. 4 tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Or with Pam Yonke.
And you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Today is the first day of the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis, otherwise known as the best 11 days of summer. It's also the first day of August, and it's going to be a hot one. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, it might be a good day to get some work done in the kitchen, despite the forecast. August 1st of this year is a good day to get some baking done. It's also a good day to get your canning started or finished. I cheated a little bit. I did not make jam when I picked my raspberries. I just kind of threw them in the freezer for a later date. Maybe that's supposed to be today. If I do make jam, I'll post it at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, it might also be a good day to get to the sale barn. It's supposed to be the right time to buy animals, according to the moon. We're looking at temperatures in the 80s today with some scattered thunderstorms. The rain this growing season has been nothing short of problematic for Wisconsin producers. But today we're visiting with a family who found that the conservation practices they've implemented on the farm helped keep their pasture intact, even during a heavy rainfall. Charity Seebacher has the story.
Chris and Jenny Riker of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, have been awarded the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award. Together with their three children, they manage their cattle using an intensive rotational grazing system and implement cover crops and no-till practices to reduce erosion on their crop ground.
We currently run 35 cow-calf pairs and then feed all our steers out for direct-to-consumer sales and then keep, you know, our replacement heifers back. So given throughout the year, we typically have about 80 to 100 head. We are kind of focusing more on the Shorthorn and Angus breeds. Angus kind of on the freezer beef end of things. And then the Shorthorns, we do some showing throughout the state. And then we also sell calves for showing also. We also have a bit of a diverse cropping rotation, I guess you could say. We grow corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa, sweet corn. So we crop those acres, and that's kind of where then we utilize our cover crops in that side of it all.
And Chris, you mentioned a little bit about your guys' rotational grazing that you do. How are you seeing it benefit your cattle and your land and just helping you reduce erosion and improve your soil health?
I think the biggest thing we've seen is actually this past spring and how beneficial it was. You know, we've had really tremendous amounts of rainfall since basically May on. And the minimal water runoff that we saw coming off the pasture was pretty impressive. The water that was running off was very clean, not very dirty. Unfortunately, that has kind of hampered our grazing rotation because of how wet things have been. But, you know, we've been blessed with a bountiful amount of grass. And now that we are out grazing, we're kind of seeing the benefits of having that there.
Living near Lake Michigan, how are you guys making sure that your farming practices do protect that soil and water quality? I know you kind of touched on it, but maybe go in a little bit more about the specific measures you guys take to prevent that runoff and contamination into waterways.
I think one of the biggest things that Chris and I completely have aligned on since we started farming together and started our business was we want to be able to take responsibility for the land that we get to care for. So the land that we're cropping on, the land that we're raising our cattle on, we want to be very responsible in our decisions that we make. Even though we're on a micro scale, we really want to have a very large impact on our local community because that's extremely important to us.
Kind of like Jenny had stated prior, so back in 2018-19, we had some prevent plant acres, and that kind of jump-started us into the no-till planting. We had worked those fields down and had left them flat going into the following spring, and then we ended up just no-tilling into that. And basically since that point, we've pretty much tried to be 100% no-till. That was kind of our first, I would say, sustainable practice that we adopted. You know, and we kind of looked at it as a way to preserve soil, reduce erosion. Then from there, we kind of started into the cover cropping. We first started out planting some oats, and we ended up grazing the cows on those. And then that's kind of transformed into some multi-species type products where we're planting after wheat and then taking that off as forage, making baleage, allowing that to regrow through the winter, and then, you know, planting back into that in the spring. And then obviously, you know, with having the beef cattle, we look at our grazing. And the big thing, when we looked at the intensive rotational grazing, we had been dry lotting our cattle prior to that, you know, and we were making 1,000 bales of hay a year, and it was just super labor intensive. And when we had purchased an additional 40 acres, it gave us the opportunity that we could then use that land base to convert 40 acres of it into our rotational grazing. We've, you know, seen a big decrease in, one, our labor through the summer. There's very little manure to haul. We're making half the amount of hay we did prior. And our cattle, I think, honestly, are doing much better. We're coming into fall with our cattle in a lot better condition. We're feeding less hay through the winter because they are in better condition. We don't have to put any on them.
That's Chris and Jenny Riker of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls, this year's Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award winner. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Thanks, Charity. And don't go anywhere. EverEgg joins us later in the hour.
The old world staples, they stay, but there's new flavors on the way. That's the theme at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Skip the store. Go to Bavaria Sausage. You can shop anytime online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com. I was talking with Scott about some of the new flavors they've got in their test kitchen right now. One that's been a success and will become a staple, the Berkshire Brat. Scott said that he's going to give people an opportunity to actually visit with the farmers that he's working with to produce those Berkshire Brats. And right now they're taking a look at other new flavors. Best thing you can do, check back their social media pages, Facebook, for example, find out about updates, or better yet, stop in the store and ask the staff for samples. Again, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, Bavaria Sausage.
Join the Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke as she kicks off Wisconsin Farm Technology Days at the Oxbow exhibit on August 13th at 9 a.m. in booth 347. Oxbow is a leader in harvesting and application technology. Visit oxbow.com.
The fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke will also be broadcasting at 11:30 a.m. in booth 520 on 5th Street with Rural Mutual Insurance. Learn how the number one farm insurer is keeping Wisconsin strong with premiums paid here that stay here. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Thursday morning from Chicago, commodity markets are mixed. Cash corn is up a half a cent at 383 and a quarter. December new crop corn is sitting neutral at 399 and three quarters. Cash soybeans are up a quarter of a cent at 1028 and three quarters. November new crop soybeans are down a half a penny at 1022 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up 4 1/4 cents at 531 and a half. Looking at fluid milk, the September Class 3 milk contract is trading down 6 cents at $21.19 a hundredweight. The October Class 3 milk contract is sitting neutral at $21.12 a hundredweight. EverEgg dairy agent and broker Jenny Wackershauser will be along with us next to explain the relationship between grain prices and dairy prices. Before that, here's some news to take with you today. Smokey the Bear is turning 80 this year, and the Wisconsin DNR is hosting birthday party events for Smokey at different parks around the state. For 80 years, Smokey the Bear has been helping kids and adults understand the basics of wildfire prevention. Happy birthday, Smokey. Stick around, we'll take a dive into dairy next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Poll Worker Recruitment Day is August 1st. The pool of roughly 800,000 poll workers nationwide is aging, and shortages have been reported in some areas. If you've been vocal about making sure our elections are free and fair, now's your chance to protect them by becoming a trained poll worker. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission spearheads Poll Worker Recruitment Day, helping states and municipalities get the word out about serving. Poll workers skew older, with a median age of 64, and many at-risk volunteers retired during the pandemic. Others cited conspiracy theories by fringe election deniers fueled by former President Donald Trump to seed doubt in the election process. Typically, poll workers must be 18, registered voters, and live in their community. Training is usually conducted by county or state officials. Election duties can be outside the rail, meaning directing voters, verifying identity, and registering new voters, or inside the rail, monitoring the election process, assisting voters, tabulating ballots, and running reports. Depending on your municipality, poll workers may volunteer or receive a stipend. If you want to help protect your democracy, or perhaps you just want to learn about how secure our election process actually is, speak with your local election office about becoming a poll worker. Your community thanks you. We have more on becoming a poll worker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday for a throwback edition. Donald Trump has offended Jewish people. He's offended black people. What ethnic group will he offend today?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Because we've seen grain prices moving lower and lower, but what is that relationship with the dairy price? What does that mean for a dairy producer?
Traditionally, we tend to struggle to keep high milk prices when we have lower feed prices. So it's not a full correlation, but it's one of those trends that we tend not to see. And part of that is when we talk about margins with dairymen, it's the milk over feed margin. So it's a good way to track over time their milk price to what corn and soybean meal are currently trading for, or what we can buy it for. And when we look at that correlation in that kind of market, over time we see that when we get about 6 months of a good milk overfeed margin, dairymen have a profit and are able to then find ways to make the cows produce well. So maybe that's putting a little extra protein in the feed. Maybe that's keeping a cow a little bit longer because their feed cost is lower. They don't have to worry about being as efficient. So what we tend to see within that supply side of our business is when we have a good milk over feed ratio, we tend to find ways to make more milk because the profit should be there. So if they have the opportunity, they'll figure out how to make more milk. And then when we get a higher supply, we get more milk. That's hard to keep the price high. So it's not perfect. It's not X equals Y. But over time, those are the trends we tend to see. So as we look ahead here to this fall, we are seeing milk prices that we have not seen consistently in probably 4 or 5 years at the same time as we start to see finally a good growing season across the Midwest, a good growing season across most of the U.S., and therefore that cheaper feed prices that allow the dairymen to maybe actually see that nice margin when we talk about milk over feed prices.
Jenny, before we started this conversation this morning, you said we really are seeing some modern historic lows in the grain market.
So, yes, when we look at corn prices in the Midwest, and when we talk about corn prices, we usually are discussing that Chicago Mercantile Exchange, that CME price, that trading price. Over time, we have been $4 is a very common spot for when we talk about high prices versus low prices. Prices are low, which is good for a dairyman, bad for a grain farmer. Many of our producers in the upper Midwest are both, so it's not necessarily always a good thing if we have high corn or not great if we have low corn. So it's also that overall health of the ag economy is dictated a lot by that price. But $4, which on Thursday this week we traded sub $4 on December corn, which is our most upcoming crop, sub $4 for the first time in probably nearly 4 years. And soybean meal, which is a key product for our dairy producers, has been touching at the low 300s, also a price we have not seen since winter of 2020 into 2021. So you're talking about 3 to 4 years of that elevated cost side of things. So we're in that transition period. If we can get this corn and soybean crop over the finish line into fall, that does give producers an opportunity to actually capture, hopefully, some of those milk overfeed margins that are there.
And you alluded to this earlier. We are seeing milk prices that we have not seen in a while. The conversation around milk price is a happier one than it was at the start of the year. So, Jenny, aside from the feed margin, what are some of the other factors that have been price supportive for dairy producers, and is it going to last?
We've had several things at play that go back almost 2 years here. So as we kind of look through this, and the dairy producers have been breeding more and more of their cows to beef animals. We call it beef on dairy. And that has opened up that door into the elevated beef market for bull calves. But it also cuts back on the amount of replacements we have in the dairy industry. So we're moving into our usual fall season of higher milk prices as we start to do buying for holiday seasons, those kind of things. We tend to see our rallies, our stronger milk price come in fall. Back to school buying, all of those factors that on the domestic demand is usually this season. As we're moving into that, we've got heat coming into some of our key dairy areas. California, Texas, Arizona all have had temperatures over 100, pushing 115 degrees for several weeks now. And the upper Midwest, this week is our first week where we've really pushed that extended days of 85 to 90 degree temperatures and very humid atmosphere here in Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. South of us, they're seeing 100 degree temperatures. Cows, like the rest of us, don't enjoy humid at 95 degrees, and we tend to see that's when they struggle. They drop off on milk production. When we get that over an extended period, that's a supply pushback. So our good old supply and demand market, you start to see less availability at the same time that we're starting to pick up some of our annual demand. We start to get those holiday buying coming into the market. We're starting to get that back-to-school buying. So it's a little bit of what I'm calling a balanced market right now. We've taken that extra production off the table with the heat. That new cow to buy into the dairy, that replacement is expensive right now because that herd is much smaller. And so as we kind of move into fall, the supply side is a little bit held in check. We don't have that opportunity to grow milk production quite as quickly. So we have to now see if we have the demand domestically, as we've priced ourselves pretty high in the global marketplace here at about a $1.95, $1.96 cheese. We are priced competitively too expensive in that world market for exports. So the question as we move through fall that's really going to dictate where this price can go is, do we have a domestic demand picture with high interest rates and lower consumer sentiment, do we have the buyers to use up all of that product that we're producing?
And these are the questions that EverEgg can help you navigate through. Jenny Wackershauser, along with us this morning, a dairy broker and feed advisor out of the Platteville offices. You can find them online by visiting EVER.AG. That's EVER.AG. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Thanks for tagging along with me on a Thursday. Charity Seebecker will be on with you tomorrow.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Making sure all parties on the farm are on board with risk management. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Multiple stakeholder farms can complicate any risk strategy planning. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's no single right answer, but the key here is to get these issues on the table and discuss them, which a lot of times in our experience, farms don't have these discussions.
Minter says the topic is timely.
Do we have sufficient equity and liquidity to handle adversity in a cyclical downturn? And that's a good point to talk about in 2024 because we're in the early stages of a cyclical downturn.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, notes there can be generational obstacles.
A lot of times the younger generation are fairly risk neutral. They want to grow, and so they're willing to take on debt, whereas the older generation, they've just got done paying off some loans, perhaps for some land, and they're a little bit more leery about taking on debt. You've got to come to an agreement.
Langemeyer says these discussions need to be based on an up-to-date balance sheet at a minimum.
I encourage people to go one step further and really start thinking about developing financial statements. A lot of farms have a balance sheet and a cash flow, but do not necessarily have an income statement, and of course my favorite statement, the sources and uses of funds statement.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll go in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist to talk health and wellness. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. GOP President